Now he says here, it shall come to pass in that day. And he's getting rather monotonous in using that expression, by the way. He uses that expression about as much as I use, by the way. All right, by the way, let's look at this. Saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land. Now, when they returned from Babylonian captivity, they had taken the gold cure down in Babylon and came back and gave up idolatry as they had observed it before. But you see, there was these little household teraphim that they were using, and there were all kinds of little gadgets and fetishes that they were using. Even to this day, a great many so-called civilized people think if they wear a certain thing, it'll ward off danger. Or if they put up a certain little gadget somewhere, why, it will ward off this, that, and the other thing. That was the kind of idolatry they were engaged in. And they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets, now those were the false prophets, and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Now that has reference, of course, to the coming of Christ, and it means that the demons are going to be removed at that time. And you and I live in a world where they have been very active. We have attention called to it today, and it may be that we're seeing an outbreak today as we draw near the end of the age. But very candidly, I think there's been a manifestation of them all along, and they do it in a very subtle manner. But the reason this passage is so important, this is the only passage that speaks of the demons being put out of this earth during the millennium. And now in Revelation, we're told that the prophet and the false prophet and the Antichrist, the one who is the willful king, and also the devil, are going to be removed. But very frankly, nothing is said there about the demons. Well, here's where it is, right here. And it stands to reason they would be removed also at that particular time. Now, he intends to remove the idols. And I'd like to read in this connection a verse of Scripture that's found over in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. And I'd like to just read there verse 20. We're told, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Now, apparently, the demons at that time, the unclean spirit that's mentioned here, I think the unclean spirit actually refers to all demons all over the world, not just in that particular land, but this will be a final casting out of them, and they are put out forever, and it's logical to believe at that time, as the book of Revelation says, the devil is put in the bottomless pit for that period, and then we have here the false prophet and the beast, that is Antichrist, they're put in the lake of fire. Well, I would assume that these demons are put one place or the other. At least we're told they are removed from the earth at this particular time. And I would say it's a tremendous step. Idolatry and false prophecy together with their demonic dynamic. And that is, here the unclean spirit are the demonic dynamic that's given. And I think we're seeing a special manifestation of that at our particular time in history. And he will remove these at that time. And I think it has reference to the fetishes that they were putting up. The golden calves were not put back at Bethel and in Samaria. Actually, that type of idolatry apparently had not returned. But certainly these little household images were something, and They dealt with the zodiac also, by the way. We're seeing today a return to that type of thing. You would think that we've come out of paganism and heathenism, that the world would not go back to it. But the world's going back to it because we are gradually moving into the darkness again because of a lack of knowledge of the Word of God. And that is the picture that is given to us here. And that is the explanation of why we see that demonic dynamic being manifested in our day. And that is the thing that really gives energy to the occult. There's no energy shortage in that particular connection at all. And this is the total and complete extermination of idolatry and also of the putting out of the demons. And I would say that it covers really the entire earth.